Do you want to do more than follow orders? Think outside of the box and manifest your dreams? Then you've come to the right show. Welcome to the award-winning podcast, Holding Down the Fort by U.S. VetWealth. I'm your host, Jen Amos, a Gold Star daughter, veteran spouse, and entrepreneur. For season 8, we continue our wonderful partnership with the Rosie Network to highlight motivational stories of personal growth, financial awareness, and autonomy in our military community. We're also excited to showcase our partnership with Blue Water Advisors. Well, we have a lot in store for you this season, so let's get started. All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode here at Holding Down the Fort by U.S. Vet Wealth in partnership with the Rosie Network and, I realize I haven't been saying this, and with Blue Water Advisors. It's Thursday. If this is your first episode you're ever listening to Holding Down the Fort, welcome. Also, I recommend that you go back and listen to episode 185 because this episode, episode 187, is a continuation of that episode. This is part two of a part two series starting at episode 185. So I highly recommend that you go back to that if this is your first episode. Also, while every Mondays is about inspiring entrepreneurial stories, every Thursdays now is about career progression for military retirees seeking employment in post-military life. So it's my hope that our listeners get a bit of everything, a taste of employment, a taste of entrepreneurial stories, all in the name of sharing motivational stories of personal growth, financial awareness, and autonomy in our military community. No matter how you skin the cat, we all have to pay our bills. And whether it's through entrepreneurship or whether it's through employment, you got to get motivated to strive for any of those. And so, like I said, I hope that the show continues to motivate you to value personal growth, financial awareness, and autonomy. All right, so that being said, this episode, episode 187, is continuing from episode 185. I take a step back from hosting to introduce you to the co-host of Take a Knee Tuesdays, Scott and Mike. And let me just go ahead and read to you what the second part is about. Scott Tucker and Mike Wallace discuss how to understand your value in the job market with Michael Nunziato. So continuing from episode 185, Scott, who is the founder and CEO, and my husband, U.S. Vet Wealth, is once again joined by Blue Water Advisors CEO Mike Wallace to discuss career progression and transition resources for senior military leaders retiring from the military. They are also joined by a Blue Water Advisors cohort member, Michael Nunziato. Nunziato talks about his recent job offer and experience going through interviews, emphasizing the importance of networking. The group discusses identifying one's career goals to determine priorities and market analysis. They also cover topics around imposter syndrome, maintaining connections, negotiating salaries, unconventional employment, and much more. Hope you enjoy this conversation. Hang out with me in the post commentary after the outro for any post commentary I have to share. All right. Happy listening or happy watching, because this is available on our YouTube channel as well, which we will provide the link to in the show notes of this episode. Enjoy.
You know, just something. So I started exploring. And Mike, I'm curious, and I know you're still kind of in the process, but is there anything that's kind of surprised you in a way that you weren't like, as you're coming up strategy and going through these, like, what's like, holy cow, I didn't think I would be that guy or whatever.
Yeah, actually, I've had a couple of things that have popped up. You know,
whatever
comes to mind.
Yeah, in the middle of this, that which happened. We're in this house for 3 weeks, so this is everything rains and pours with things and with decisions and whatnot.
Conversations one day, I go, Mike, what do you know? He goes, you won't believe this. I'm moving out of this house. I'm moving into another. I'm like, as if you're not already busy enough. You throw in a move right in the middle of it.
Yeah, throwing them in a move right in the middle of it. Yeah, we like to keep things interesting.
Imagine if people were trying to do life insurance in the middle of that. You know, it's like, ah, man.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I would say, you know, I had an idea of what I wanted to do and what I wanted to do when I retired. I'm 100% away from where I thought that was going to be if you asked me that question 7 months ago. So that's something in itself. You know, I didn't really know where I could land. I knew I wanted to do, you know, security cooperation. I'm really big on international relationship development. I don't know what that means. You know, I don't know how to put that out into the world as a, you know, pick me and help. I'll help you with your international relationship building. I don't, you don't know what that is. You know, no matter how many things you put on your resume that say that. So, I mean, that's something that you're kind of starting to come in there. When I was talking before about the imposter syndrome thing, you know, the other side of it is that actually, man, you know, you do have a lot of unique opportunities that you can push out into this thing. And when you push out that first note on LinkedIn, where you know, and I did it very stealthy on my first one, I think like 2 months ago, when I just kind of pushed out to the world. I was like, as I've decided to retire, I went off on a different complete tangent, but I had those like 3-4 words right in the beginning of it, you know, and then I started getting all these messages. Wait, what's going on? You're getting out, you're retiring. What's going on? I was like, yeah, you know, more information to follow, you know, whatever. But I started getting, you know, people to come from my old network and this thing, you know, hey, what do you think about coming over to State Department and jumping in with this, you know, European affairs thing? Hey, what do you think about coming over here? I can use somebody like you at this thing. And as I started to kind of realize that, I said, wow, you know, I actually do have a base that I can go off of, that I can roll into. And I think with that, I think the most important thing I've learned, especially in the last couple of weeks, is that, you know, the network that you've built up cannot stop when you land or even are about to land, you know, because you've done all this work over the course of months, you know, over a year to get into this position and do all this stuff.
That's awesome. But, and I think Steve Wieman's listening in. And Steve, if you're listening in, I didn't pay Michael to say that. He said it all on his own. So, you know, gold star, being a great student and listening, landed, now what? You got to keep you in, right? So yeah. I love it. Thank you,
Michael. And that's it. I mean, you can't, you know, just because I, you know, this thing came in and I'm in the process of the acceptance of this, I don't cancel the meetings I was going to have next week with my State Department friend, or I'm not going to cancel, because just like Norm said, I'm very confident that where I'm landing, I'm going to be very happy about. The team is great. And that was my most important thing, was the fit that I was going to go into. The team that we're going to be surrounded is small, but they're amazing. A good mix of former military and some straight up BD and defense industry guys with good leadership. And it's exciting to me to jump into that. But on that note, you know, you got to be ready.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Norm. Yeah. Yeah, but you got to be ready, because as you guys said, and it's correct, you know, who's in charge of your career now? Right. So, you know, you have to keep maintaining those opportunities to push out there, whether it's just to build your network to do the current job that I'm about to go do, or to build the network just in case in the next 6 months, next year, the next 2 years, you're kind of expanding out and doing other things. And maybe actually, you know, I'd like to jump into this thing now. And, you know, if you go and do that and you haven't called somebody in 2 years because you've been in your job,
yeah,
you kind of screwed, you know. So you need to kind of,
Network's people, and they still need something from you just because you landed. You know, it's a reciprocation kind of thing. I mean, you said something interesting there, Michael. And Scott, I wanted to just point it out for you. A lot of individuals that do reach this point don't know what they want to do. And Mike, you said it very succinctly, like, hey, I don't know what I want to do, but I'm going to go out to the world. I'm saying, hey, I'm stepping into a transition, or as we like to say, career progression. And as we do that, then we espouse, you start coming across opportunities, just like you explained it. And we tell our members, you're going to come across these opportunities. And I'm not saying that these opportunities that you stumble across or presented to you, they may be the best thing, but there's a process in your market analysis to assess these things qualitatively and quantitatively. I'm aware of this opportunity, but prove to yourself that it is a good fit. You owe it to yourself to do that. Instead of, and I love this analogy, being like a third grader stepping out on the playground at recess and standing there until somebody picks you to be on their kickball team, and you go, okay, I'm going to go, you know, be on your kickball team just because you picked me. That's a horrible way to approach your career progression. You might get lucky and find a good fit, Mike. I think you would agree with me. Yeah, that may line up, but it absolutely may not. And coming all the way back to what I said earlier, if you are not happy, you will leave. And I just don't want that for any of our members. It's not to say that you have to stay where you're at, you know, forever, right? That's not the point we're trying to make. I don't want you to be thrust out because you made a bad choice. I would rather you progress and mature and then either seek a different role in the company or some additional responsibility, wherever your, you know, personal mission, vision, priorities, or your market analysis takes you to at that point, but be deliberate about it, right? And I would say that's probably what we espouse and what we put out. Did I say that right, Mike? I think that's pretty much
perfect. Yep. Done.
Well, yeah. Let me get your guys' thoughts on this, though, to expand on kind of Mike's thoughts on continuing to network. Because what I often suggest to people, at least from a strategy perspective, when they do tell me, Scott, I don't know what to do when I grow up. Well, it's like, oh, go explore. And maybe not explore for opportunities per se. Yeah, obviously, if an opportunity comes up, a job opportunity, sure. But if you really don't know what you want to do when you grow up, the job opportunity is more of a stepping stone to, again, get that paycheck while we're getting out of the military. If it's a few years, whatever, if you like it, don't like it, you're going to figure that out one way or the other. But that whole, you know, what's my strategy to really kind of, you know, find it is that I know that what I'm doing on a daily basis, I'm serving those whom I'm meant to serve and being compensated well for it, whatever that means. And I thought that's one of the best things about LinkedIn is it allows you to network well outside of your comfort zone pretty easy and quickly. Even if you're just commenting on somebody's post, they're going to notice it. They're going to appreciate it, you know? And so knowing how LinkedIn can work, one, you might connect with these people. But if the strategy is to be curious, thanks, Tom, for joining us, man. Take care. If the strategy is to literally just be curious, now think of it as how are some of these people doing it? That's what happened to me. I started to notice veterans out there who weren't necessarily retiring high-ranked people. They were making a bunch of money at just doing a YouTube, you know, show or a podcast or had an online website business or something like that. I was like, how are these guys doing this? They're not, none of this is, you know, they're not bringing none of this stuff up. And whether it's small business or just, you know, how do you go from that first post-military job to that kind of next level stuff? Well, there's somebody on LinkedIn that's done it before. And a lot of times they're out kind of doing what we're doing right now. They're teaching it in some way. It's just a matter of noticing the various different ways of, hey, it's not just, you know, go get a job 9 to 5 anymore. You know, from Mike was saying at the beginning, it's like we got to really explore, you know, what are the true possibilities of getting out of the military. And one of them happens to be we're typically getting, you know, going through the military transition process. Hey, how do you do the resumes? How do you network, interview? Yeah, we got to train for that stuff too. I'm just curious, what do you guys think about? I mean, Mike, that's what you did. You went to the corporate world, but now you're, you know, on your own, starting a business, kind of doing the next thing. You know, are guys giving themselves permission enough to be curious at that next level stuff so they don't get happy, unhappy, and then stay, you know, just disgruntled or something like that where it could get bad for everyone down the road. So I was like throwing that kind of idea out there. We're talking about, you know, building, well, continuing networking and being part of the community, really.
No, it's a fair ask. And, you know, my hope would be that Blue Water and all that we're trying to build and bring to the table here for our members would really reinforce or encourage members, don't be afraid to, you know, to think way outside the box. There are a lot of rewarding government contracting jobs, defense industry jobs. You know, we have a lot of pilots that want to get out and just pursue airlines. I say just pursue, and that's not what I mean, right? I mean, it's a logical step. It's
focus.
Yeah. I mean, it's
that's the strategy.
You know, hey, we all need talented people to fly us around the world to various different places we got to go. I don't want there to be not talented people doing that.
So you know what pilots tell me?
But the point I was going to try to make, that I'm kind of a long getting around to it, is if somebody wanted to step out of the fenced yard and said, you know, like Steve Wieman is a great example. Hey, I want to pursue Amazon, or like myself, or I want to go to Microsoft, or I want to go. We've had members go to Meta and Facebook. We've got members that have pursued Deloitte, Ernst & Young, and some of these big KPMG and some of these startup companies. We've got, you know, Blue Water members that are out plugging in with private equity efforts and some exciting things. And it really all comes down to, and Michael hit the nail on the head, it's all about network. It's absolutely all about network and earning trust and confidence within that network. You know, there may be some people that disagree with me on this thing. You're going to spend a lot of time building a resume. And we start our resume segment up front. We apologize to you in advance. I go, you're going to spend a lot of time doing this. It's your ticket to the dance. It has to be good. You got to do this. But you know what? The lifespan is only about 30 seconds. Once you're in the keep pile, I now want to start talking to you, right? It's lived, but you got to have a good one to make that connection, right? In addition with the networking that you're going to build. So Blue Water, we want to be that bridge. If you want to think big and go deep and leave the reservation and go to some Silicon Valley startup, whatever, we envision a day that we're going to have a network that you're going to be able to plug in and do that. Yeah. And I'm excited about that because I think the pedigree of our members, Michael, you know what I'm talking about, right? You guys move mountains, you move heaven and earth. There's nothing that we can do What we lack from your counterpart who has never wore the cloth of the nation is what? It's the network. And that's what we want to build to level that playing field, right? So we bring our individuals in. I know our active duty men and women don't have time to build a competitive network. It's okay. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yep.
We're going to build this for you, and we're going to plug you into this network, and you're going to be successful as you go forward. That's, you know, what we want to build. And Michael, congratulations to you. But you know, right? This is a little bit like the Godfather. I don't need anything from you today. We're just going to serve, serve, serve. But tomorrow, if somebody wants and they go, hey, I want to do what Michael did. Well, who's the most current, relevant, credible point of contact we have in the network at that time?
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be yeah. Michael. And we're likely to call and just say, would you make time to have a conversation with this person? You know, and of course.
And we did that. Yep.
We're all cut from that cloth, right? We don't tell anybody. But it's Blue Water amplifies that because we have resources, we have instructors, we have, you know, message, we have a lot of that to make this one-on-one informational landing reports and all these kind of insights that we preserve here. We make a very powerful connection, right? Anyway,
I would also, you know, I think the biggest problem that we have, and I certainly had it too, is that kind of that fear that Mike talked to, Norm talked about a little bit too. Yeah, you've been indoctrinated into a system for such a long time, you know, then you've been in this lane for such a long time. You know, maybe you've been into aviation, maybe you went to foreign area officer, maybe you became an intelligence officer or HR, but you're still on this like stovepipe, right? What that is. And you've been doing that for such a long time, and you're trying to expand there, and you're afraid to do that because you need to pay a mortgage, because you need to get your kids to school, need to, you know, do all this stuff. So, you know, when you're doing that, that's a consistent fear that you have that I need to do something quickly, or I'm not going to be able to provide for my family. So maybe one day I want to do this, but today I got to do this so I can get there. And that's, you know, so trying to be able to set yourself up, I think the strategy kind of helps with that, because you kind of list out the things that you've done in your past, in your career, that you enjoyed doing. You know, this is really the first time that you can say, I love doing this, 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 and this when I was in the Navy. I hated doing this, 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 and this in the Navy, you know, and I don't want to do any of that. Now, you know, for me, on a personal note, I love being a department head in a squadron. I love mentoring, you know, junior officers when I was a FAO. You know, I love that being a division officer and doing that stuff, and love the opportunity to lead people. Yeah. I do not want to do that when I move in. I don't want to lead a team of 100 people. I don't want to, you know, manage their career progression that comes in there. And that's me. But there are people that want to do that. They loved it so much that that's their most important thing they want to do. And when you push those lists out and you go, this is what I loved, right? Now you can take that and present it to your advisors, present that to your network and go, hey, this is what I loved.
Yeah.
What is this? What does this mean? You know, and for me, it became, well, what do you think about program management? Oh, okay. Well, what do you think about business development? Okay. You're like, okay, so let's start pulling on that and going with that. And you start realizing that actually, you know what? I really want to do this business development thing. I love talking to people. I love engaging with them. I love building up relationships and finding opportunities to do things together. I think that's where I want to be at. If you asked me that 7 months ago, I wouldn't have told you that.
Like Jen just popped in and said to you, Michael, right? It's like, it doesn't have to be forever, right? There's no one-way doors in this new world. Right. And maybe you will continue to grow and mature in a role that's maybe going to open some other doors in the near future. You don't know what that is. Right. But you got to take charge of it and manage it, because you don't have a place. You don't have a detail. You don't have a community manager. You don't have monitor. You don't have any of these things. So
and be okay with the freedom. That freedom is you've never had it before. You know, be okay with that freedom. You know, Jen's comment, you know, spot on. Be okay with going. You know, just today I had coffee with an old NATO colleague of mine who works at the State Department, and they're developing a brand new defense security cooperation service that they're going to run out of a DSCA in DC here. You know, it's going to be a grassroots thing. We're going to manage all security cooperation all over the world. And, you know, and I love doing that kind of work. And maybe I want to jump into that in 5 years or so. And that opportunity could be there to go in there. You know, just because I take a job offer today or tomorrow with this company, I didn't close the door to what I could do in 5 or 10 years somewhere else.
Right? And you're giving yourself the freedom to stay connected, right? I love that.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, can I go back and just address one thing you said?
Sure.
Scott, you mentioned as individuals are stepping into their transition or career progression, and Michael, I'm interested in what you think about this too. You'll remember we talked about this at the cohort, but Scott, many individuals go, you know, I don't know what I'm worth, right? And we kind of enter into that conversation and I lightheartedly engage in the conversation. I look at everybody in the room and I go, hey, listen, here's a newsflash for you. You're worth a gajillion dollars a year. Every single one of you in here are worth a mountain of money. I've seen the work and the dedication and the efforts that you do. You're worth that. But I reinforce to our members, that is not the question that you are searching for, that you need answered. The question our members need answered are, in the consideration of the companies that you are pursuing, what can this company compensate you for making this role and responsibility, right? And filling this in this geographic area. That's the question that you need answered. And I'll stop there, Mike, but thoughts on that? Did I say that right? Did that resonate with you?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that kind of goes into that fit conversation that we continue to have. And, you know, I think one of the things that we talked about, you know, earlier on in the cohort, you know, when you're looking at these opportunities, you know, you have these three pillars that you can look at, right? So, you know, you're going to be able to stay in the location you want. You're going to be able to make the money you want. You know, are you going to be able to be happy and do something that you want to do with your life,
sure,
right? And yeah, and if everything on a perfect world works out, you get all three of those things. But more than likely than not, you're probably going to get two of them, right? And, you know, if you want to, if you love Tucson, Arizona, or you love, you know, Toledo, Ohio, well, you're not going to get either the job that you want, or you're not going to make the money that you want to make in that position.
Let me just inject real quick, but recognizing that, Scott,
yes,
we call that a misaligned strategy, right? You, in other words, you had a strategy and now all of a sudden you're looking down at your market analysis and you're going, I can't do this job that I wanted to do in this area, or I can't make this much money in an area like this. So, you know, something is not aligned, right? Either your strategy's got to change or what you're pursuing needs to change. But that's where the realization comes out, right, for our members. And they go, okay, I got it, right? When you pursue these opportunities. And Michael, you worked through that. You did that on a number.
Very much so.
Yeah. Time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, for me, it was, you know, I've had, you know, some great mentors and advisors over the course of the last few months that have tried to put things into, I moved over to BFAO and a very successful one, but I still have an aviator brain. So I need to like see pictures and get a mentality of things and how I look. Yeah. You know, I just got to like kind of work through it. But, you know, they came back and said, you know, if you're looking in defense industry and you want to be in a big company, you know, one of the primes, and you're looking at that, you know, you have to be okay and understand that if you get hired as the business development guy that's going to sell this cup to this country, that is your job. That's your job when you show up on Monday. That's your job on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for as long as you're in the company. Mm-hmm. And if you go to a medium-sized company and you go in as a BD guy to sell this cup, well, on Tuesday, they're going to say, hey, also, you're going to help with the plan to buy the handle for this cup on Tuesday. And you're going to help us capture this thing on Wednesday to come in here, find the right coffee for the cup on Thursday. Yeah. You know, and you kind of get in there and there's no wrong answer to what you want to do with that. It's just, what do you want to do? Do you want to be the guy or girl that's in charge of this one thing in this one program? Or do you want to be the guy or girl that goes in and goes, I want to soak up as much information as I can, and I want to be able to get my hands and everything and go in there? And you have to ask those questions to yourself so you find what the right fit is in this place. And that's really what it comes down to. You're going to be happy going to work every day, doing some good work that you can be with some great people that you've met in order to attack the problems that you want to be successful.
Let's come back to our name, Scott and Mike, right? You guys remember this blue water environment, right? I mean, and knowing that if you're on a ship in the middle of the ocean, surrounded by water, safe harbor, nearest point of land lies in any direction you want to go. But each of those individual directions, unique logistics, unique distances, unique everything. And so too is everybody's individual career progression. Listen, we've been doing this for almost 3 years now. I have yet to see two career progressions that I go, oh, yep, that's a repeat. This is exactly the same. They're never the same. We're talking people. You're talking personal mission, vision, priorities. Here's what I want to protect. Here's what I'm interested in. Here's where I want to do it, right? Here's what I'm happy with, you know, compensation-wise. They're all different. We haven't seen any of them the same. And that just comes back to the process, right? what may be a fit for you isn't going to be a fit for somebody else, and nor should it be, right? They're all individual, right? And Scott, you've dabbled around with this enough, and you've kind of been to a few of our cohorts. You get that, right? Everybody brings their own strategy on, hey, this is what I need to preserve in my, you know, career progression going forward. And that's the way it should be, right? Anyway.
Yeah. Here's a, you know, kind of, I think as we're wrapping up in an hour, this is a great quote to close this out. I don't know why this is from Kat, my friend over there in Stuttgart, who I interviewed.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't pop up the name there. Anyways, but, you know, she's just alluding to our passions. And I think, you know, forget to have passions when you're in active duty military, and that's fair and understandable. And it sounds a little, you know, hokey sometimes, but, you know, however you define it, we've seen the miserable veteran. We don't want to be that guy. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter how, trust me, from a financial standpoint, if either your health or, you know, just your unhappiness, those can go down some dark paths, and the money ain't going to, you know, don't intend it on a negative note. No, guys, that was an awesome conversation to sit in on. Appreciate sharing your tips. And for those watching, I mean, we've had about 10 or 11 people watching live this whole time. So thanks for everybody for showing up to, watch us kind of get this off the ground. And so Mike, thanks for joining us. Welcome back anytime. If you share any, have any more insights throughout the process.
Thanks.
And if anybody else wants to jump on with Norm and I to share some thoughts, because if every single one is different, same thing I see in my space, everybody tries to tell everybody to do retirement planning the same way. And it's like, well, that doesn't make any sense. If, you know, if we don't want to use our money, you know, we're getting out of the military. Again, the idea is it's time to stop following orders. Not that that was a bad thing, but at some point you literally have to start creating your own ones. And then that's okay. So awesome, Bert. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for putting this together. I love these things, right? Bert.
Yeah, this was awesome. Thank you very much.
One of the ways I was thinking about, you know, when we were talking about earlier, it's like kind of paying it back, you know, hey, I want to share some tips. Some of the best ways to share with those coming behind you is to keep building that network. You know, it's like, hey, get better at it. You'll find better people, you know, whatever that means, because there's always going to be, you know, that, remember that first day you showed up, it's like, network, what's that? I thought it was going to be handed to me. So there's some other person in that same boat. And like I got titled the last show, if you don't know, you know, who to know, then try to be the guy who knows the guy, so to speak, right? Yeah. It's like, all right, well, I'm just going to know a bunch of people until I figure out what I want to do or who I want to be. It's, at some point, it just become useful in that regard. And so that's a lot of different ways to pay back. But awesome.
Well, thanks again, Scott. We appreciate you hosting.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. This was great. Thanks for the invite, too. This is awesome.
For doing it. Yeah, it's awesome. And congratulations again to you. Well done, sir.
Yes. Thank you, Norm. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome, guys. Well, cool. That was fun. Glad we were able to do it. We'll do it again next Tuesday.
Love it.
All right. Take care. I'll end the broadcast. You guys can hang out for a sec.
Hey, this is your host, Jen Amos. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of Holding Down the Fort by U.S. Vet Wealth. Visit holdingdownthefortpodcast.com to access the full show notes of this episode, including resources mentioned and bonus content. Once again, that's holdingdownthefortpodcast.com. Lastly, stay after this outro music for something a little extra. Thanks again and chat soon. Bye for now. All right, hey everyone, welcome to the post commentary. I hope that you enjoyed this conversation. I do want to set some disclaimers again in case you were listening to this and you're like, what is going on? Are these like events or updates that they shared updated, or are they like up to date? And as a reminder, what you just listened to is a replay of Scott and Mike's live show, Take a Knee Tuesdays. Initially, the show was called Don't Forget Your War Chest, which is named after my husband's book, Don't Forget Your War Chest, available for purchase on Amazon, or you can get a free download of the book in our free portal, which you can access to now at holdingonthefortpodcast.com/portal. And so I like to share these replays, one, to take a step back from hosting so I can focus on other initiatives, and also so that I can showcase to you what my husband does, what my other half does, and give you a glimpse into how we tag team our entrepreneurial endeavors. And this is a good palate cleanser for people who maybe don't want to hear about entrepreneurial stories. Maybe they want to mix. Maybe they want to hear about what our military community is doing post-military, trying to find employment. And that's what this show is about. So hopefully you got some golden nuggets in listening to this conversation, getting some tips, especially from the cohort member from Blue Water Advisors, Michael Annunziato. If you want to get a hold of any of the guests on the show, just check out the show notes of this episode. If you want to continue to follow this live show in real time, you can subscribe to the US Vet Wealth YouTube channel. The username is USVWTV. That's USVW as in US Vet Wealth, USVWTV. You can subscribe there. And whenever Scott and Mike release a live show, you'll get notified. And not only can you participate in the group chat, you can even be invited to be a guest on their show and maybe ask questions about your career progression, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, lots of free resources, lots of, you know, free education, as always. If you get a ton of value from what we're doing, if you really enjoy what we're doing, we want to hear about it. You could either leave a review on Apple Podcasts, on Podchaser. You can leave me a LinkedIn recommendation, or, you know, you could also just contact us directly via email and just let us know how we're doing. Like a truck, like, you know, how like a back of a truck, you have the sticker that says, how's my driving? And then puts a phone number. You can do the same with us. Just not a phone number. You can email us or find us on LinkedIn. All right. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, and we'll chat with you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.